Are Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The death toll due to Maui wildfires climbs to 110. Hawaii Governor Josh Green.
We're just a little bit more heartbroken because we do have to report that more of our loved ones have been confirmed lost.
Hundreds are still unaccounted for. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in Lahaina.
With the death toll mounting, the road to recovery is long and painful.
It's haunting to live. Feel the sorrow in the way that they pass.
The massive fire that tore through Lahaina last Tuesday at a mile a minute stopped right at Kalani Ross's property line. Everything south of her home was torched.
What separated you from this fate?
I don't know.
She evacuated before the worst of the firestorm hit.
President Biden and the First Lady will visit Maui on Monday. The Fulton County DA, who will be prosecuting former President Trump in a Georgia indictment, proposes a trial date. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis has proposed a March 4th trial date next year in her case against former President Donald Trump and 18 co-defendants. They were indicted this week on racketeering charges and accused of conspiring to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The DA says arraignments for the group should start the week of September 5th. Trump and his co-defendants have until the end of next week to surrender themselves to local authorities. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Atlanta.
Lawyers for families of the 10 black people killed in last year's mass shooting at a Buffalo, New York supermarket by a white supremacist announced two new lawsuits. Wayne Jones lost his mother.
The lawsuit is to stop the next family from feeling like we're feeling.
One lawsuit accuses social media companies of playing a role in radicalizing the shooter. The second targets the makers and sellers of the guns and body armor used. The U.S. women's national team is looking for a new head coach. CBS's Monica Ricks.
The U.S. had a tough run at the Women's World Cup, losing to Sweden in the round of 16, the team's earliest exit from the tournament ever.
Yeah, it showed everything that we could to win the game. And unfortunately, soccer can be cruel sometimes.
Coach Vladko Andonovski resigned after the loss. He's the first to coach the U.S. in two major tournaments without winning a title.
After 3 months of walking the picket line, striking Hollywood writers express optimism about the reopening of contract talks with major studios. Actor Noah Wiley picketed outside Netflix in L.A.
I'm sort of conditioning myself against having too much hope, trying to make myself feel girded for however long it's going to take. But I like that the fact that they're talking.
Details of the latest proposal from the major studios and streamers is shrouded in secrecy. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 59. Southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 73. Partly cloudy skies. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Corporate news and commentary? Are you tired of CEOs telling you what to think, who to hate, and who to vote for? Well, welcome to the Rick Smith Show. We don't take orders from some boardroom, and we don't do focus groups or talking points. We don't work for them, and we never will. I'm Rick Smith, and I work for you. Join us daily at thericksmithshow.com and download the podcast and never miss a minute.
It's time for the Rick Smith Show. Here is the voice of the working class, Rick Smith.
And welcome, brothers, sisters, working class heroes. This is the Rick Smith Show. Thanks so much for being here today on the big program. Lots to get to, lots to talk about. President gave a presentation today. Talking about the Inflation Reduction Act, the jobs, and I love the fact that he says, when I think climate, I think jobs. That's the reality. It's something I've been saying for a very long time. The new economy, climate, jobs. That's the reality of the place we're in. And look, the president talked about a lot of the successes of the IRA and the fact that we're doing a bunch of really positive stuff. The weird thing is, and this is one of the things that's, again, we have a right-wing media that is extraordinarily powerful, pointing out all of the things that are wrong, all of the things. You have no idea how many people today emailed me and said, well, you know, Rick, inflation still a problem. People are going homeless. Suicide rates are higher. Homelessness is higher. All this bad stuff's higher. And I'm going, yeah, it is. I agree. How do we fix it? How do we do it? And again, these are my conservative listeners who are saying, look, there are all these problems. No solutions. And this is the frustration of this moment, because look, I think the president is moving us in a very positive direction. I think we're heading in the right direction. We're reshoring manufacturing. We're bringing back strategic industrial policies that we haven't had in a very long time. And as he tweeted out today, he said Bidenomics is a stark contrast with trickle-down economics, which says it doesn't matter where companies make things as long as it helps their bottom line. For me, that the fact that the president knows that, the fact that during his speech he said, look, a lot of this investment is going into those places that we went to back in October and November, a lot of the places that have been forgotten, that are struggling, where, yes, opioid addiction is a serious problem, where, yes, families have been broken because of corporate America seeking out the cheapest, most exploitable labor, and, oh, by the way, mass subsidies from foreign governments. The fact that he gets that and is moving us in a different direction is an incredibly large ray of hope for me. We are turning the page on neoliberalism. We're turning the page on, and it's not going to happen overnight. This is where I keep coming back to. Yeah, all of these problems exist, which is why he's not getting the credit that he probably should be getting for making this move, because people are still struggling. Grocery prices are still high. Gas prices are too high. Wages aren't high enough, aren't rising fast enough. Yeah, those are all realities of the world that we're in. The question then comes, how do we fix that? And where the politics in this comes to play, because again, I go back to eighth grade and my government teacher, government decides who gets what. Now you have one party who says government should do nothing. We should leave it up to chance. We should leave it up to the invisible hand. We should leave it up to mythical forces, whatever. However you want to frame that, we should leave it up to nobody. And you've got what Biden is doing and what worked in the 40s, 50s, 60s, an industrial plan. When government invests in things and says, hey, we're going in a direction, you see an increase in jobs and employment, you see an increase in wages. You see, when policy moves in the right direction, lives get better. What got us to the point where we're at right now is we're in this weird moment where we're fighting to get away from all of the invisible thinking. Well, the free market will take care of it. Well, the free market does one thing efficiently. It creates profit, because it kills wages, kills benefits. It chews people up and spits them out. And look, the frustration and the anger is real. And this is what, I have people who say, well, you're a Biden cheerleader, when he's right. And when I think he's doing the right thing. Now, remember, you go back to the Trump years. When I thought he did something right, I gave him credit for it. The tariffs on China, yeah. Talking about the fact that China's eating our lunch, absolutely. Wanting to bring jobs back in manufacturing, without question. But what I find really interesting is that my friends on the right cannot do the same, can't reciprocate, because Biden is doing all the things that Trump talked about, only has a plan, has as a way forward, and things are moving in the right direction, I think. Now, I find it very interesting that on the anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, you've got someone like Joe Manchin coming out and saying, he's going to fight the radical climate agenda. And that's interesting considering, what's happening in Hawaii right now. It's interesting when you start looking at some of the other things that are going on to still have your head kind of in the sand on this issue. But it's also really interesting because there are manufacturing plants being built in West Virginia that are doing wind turbines and solar panels and doing things that are going to employ people in his state. Find it interesting. And this is where I come back to politics matters. We are on what I think is the right path. Is everything perfect? No. Biden didn't have the opportunity. Someone emailed me today and said, we gave Democrats all the power for 2 years. And, did they pass a minimum wage increase? Did they do all these things? And I'm going, you gave them what power? You do understand that the Senate is where all good ideas go to die, that the House did pass all of the things that you wanted. All of the things that this person who emailed me laid out, healthcare, education funding, minimum wage, all of this stuff, just top to bottom. The Democratic House passed. It went to the Senate to die. The Inflation Reduction Act was much chunkier, was much bigger, was what I was saying we needed. We need healthy investment. But we got the little that we got because of compromise, because you had to deal with Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and the like. So this idea, and this is where the simplistic bothers me. Well, the Democrats were in charge of everything. Yeah, but they didn't have 60 votes in the Senate. And again, I go back to, that's where good ideas go to die. It's where progress goes to die. That's where the stuff for you and me, for working people, that's where it goes to die. Now, would Biden have loved to have had a much bigger? Absolutely. Would have loved to have had a much bigger impact on climate. Would have loved to have had much more access to infrastructure spending. Would have loved to have done more of that stuff. But we got what we got. And I'll tell you, you know, it's remarkable what he was able to accomplish. But I come back to all of the attacks on him, I think are mostly unfounded. Yeah, I understand. Rent prices are through the roof. How is that Biden's fault? Did we all of a sudden nationalize all of the rental units? Grocery food prices are up. Grocery prices are up. Did we nationalize the grocery stores? And he talked about this today in his little talk on the anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, that corporate profits are coming down, which is why things are stabilizing. Why inflation is really coming down is corporate profits are coming back into line. And as I was saying all during the last couple of years, the pain and the suffering that we as consumers are struggling under is because we've got to feed the mighty investor class. We've got to feed the profit monster. And they were honest about it. If you listened to their earnings calls, they were quite honest. They were raising prices, not because they had to, not because their cost had gone up, not because labor costs were through the roof or any of that. They were raising it. Why? Because they could. There was a good opportunity to cash in. And of course, you know, blame Biden, blame the pandemic, blame everybody, but their greed. And you go, but Rick, you know, corporate America's always been greedy. Yeah, I understand that. Which is why when you have policies in place to tax the you-know-what out of them, maybe that doesn't happen. But we couldn't get that, couldn't do that. So for me, I look at where we are with a moment of hope, but also understanding people are struggling. The pain, the suffering, the anger, it's real. And you can't deny it. You've got to embrace it. You've got to grab a hold of it. And you've got to move forward with it and address it. And the person who addresses it, that's who's going to win elections. And I think that's what Biden's trying to do. I want to hear your thoughts, though. Email me, Rick at TheRickSmithShow.com. Going to take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
We are AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. We represent 700,000 federal and D.C. government workers who are the vital threads of the fabric of American life. We support our nation's military. We take care of our nation's veterans. We protect our nation's borders. We respond to our nation's crises and natural disasters. We provide services to our nation's seniors, the American Federation of Government Employees. We work for America.
The phone lines are open. Give Rick a call at 1-866-416-RICK. That's 1-866-416-7425.
We are AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees. We represent 700,000 federal and D.C. government workers who are the vital threads of the fabric of American life. We support our nation's military. We take care of our nation's veterans. We protect our nation's borders. We respond to our nation's crises and natural disasters. We provide services to our nation's seniors. The American Federation of Government Employees. We work for America.
Welcome back to The Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So earlier today, I happened to see Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck threw a hissy fit. Evidently, his...
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're nowhere. So immediately it was, and you knew this is what it was going to be. Immediately it was, you know, I'm the victim. They're silencing me. They're coming for me. It's the government who's silencing me. And look, no one plays a victim like a conservative. Nobody. Nobody does the poor, pitiful me. No one. Now, understand, these are the very people who tell us, you know, private interest, private business can do whatever they want in denying those people cakes or websites. But when private business says, no, I think you're crazy, I don't think we want you on our platform, then it becomes, it's the government coming for us. Because private decisions then aren't really private. And when I saw this, I'm going, look, as someone who posts our podcast on Apple, there have been times throughout the years where I've gotten a, hey, there's something wrong. Jump through these hoops. You know, there's all this stuff that, you know, potentially is there. And so my mind goes, you know, I really suck at playing the victim. Because every time that happens, or the one time that I forgot to pay the $99 for the year to be able to post, and I thought that's probably what he did. Probably thought he didn't have to pay the $99, and they said, we want our money, because it's all about money. But I thought about this, and I go, man, I don't play the victim well. I could have easily come out, they're silencing me. And he got a lot of play with this. The right wing's losing their minds. And, you know, I had this whole thought of, you know, maybe Apple is... maybe iTunes, maybe they're trying to clean up their mess. Because I found it interesting. He tweeted something out the other day that caught my attention. He says, I'm seeing the government do things I've never seen in my 40-plus years of broadcasting. People have been mailed credible threats to presidents for years. They've rightly been investigated for it. But I've never seen the FBI gun anyone down for it ever. This is not normal. You know, it's not normal barricading yourself in the house and pointing your gun at an FBI agent. That's not normal. But what got my attention is, you know, maybe, and this is where I was going, possibly, who knows? Maybe iTunes is going, you know what? We want people not on our platform who promote this kind of this anger, who ramp people up into these rages to where they're ready to take out a gun and go do who knows what. And, you know, because so there was a moment of hope that I'm going, no, maybe there's a good reason. And it was just a normal glitch. But he got his name out there. And I got to give him credit. He sure knows how to, play. Let's go to the phones. Got Alice on one. Alice, how are you?
Totally insane. So I read an article that a friend of mine shared on Facebook that basically she had shared it saying, this is what these people believe. And the article was written by a Christian evangelical pastor who also does, he's a therapist, a Christian therapist.
None of this is telling me we're going in a good direction.
Yeah. So it started out, he was saying that he believed that borderline personality disorder is not a mental illness, but the person has been possessed by the demon of Jezebel.
Yeah, here we go again.
And that they basically needed to be delivered with prayer and whatnot by the church. And then he went on saying how the liberals in the Democratic Party are all possessed by demons and are mentally ill. And I thought, really? Y'all are the crazy ones if you think that people that have borderline personality disorder are possessed by demons. And now you're saying the entire Democratic Party is possessed by demons. And then it led again then into what they were doing to the Christians and the right wing and on and on. And I was just amazed that this guy wasn't put in a mental hospital somewhere.
Like I said, nobody plays the victim like a conservative.
Oh, especially if they're an evangelical one.
Yeah, I'm
they're even worse.
Yeah, nothing surprising.
But have a good evening, Rick.
Thanks, Alice. Appreciate it. No, am I surprised by this? No, not even a little bit. And this is, you know, this is the moment where the sane and the rational have to say enough is enough. You know, we played that clip of the pastor, you know, last week, and you go, what is it about people that would sit and listen to the kind of stuff that this guy was spewing? It's quite remarkable. Let's go to the phones. We got Steve in Chicago on line one. Steve, how are you?
Fine, thank you. So hang on for 1 second. I'm just getting in the car, and I'm beeping away here. But I wanted to make the point that for a lot of people out there who want to fall back on the notion that they have some sort of credentials, and this is what this caller was referring to, is a classic example in which somebody is abusing the credentials that they may or may not have in order to promote an ideology which is in no way supported by the people in their own field. So be careful. If somebody tells you, you know, if somebody with a biology degree tells you that evolution is in question and it's not anything that's definitively been demonstrated to be scientifically based truth, then you need to start asking yourself about what their motives might be. The same thing with regard to the germ theory of disease. And certainly with regard to what she was alluding to in terms of diagnosing people as being possessed by any sort of supernatural power. I'm sorry, you can look it up in the DSM, people. That's the Bible of what psychiatry and psychology use to diagnose how we think and those things that are dysfunctional about us and diseased and so forth in terms of our mind. There is nothing in there that attributes any of that to anything supernatural. So if somebody tells you that they have a degree and then goes on to spout something like that, it means that they are lying to you, that the people in their own field do not support this position. And so so by all means, challenge that view.
Yeah.
So,
but don't you think at this moment, Steve,
people, as I said,
if I could cut you off for a second, don't you think, though, that, you know, especially on the right and some on the left, that there are personalities that they want to know something that nobody else does. They want to be special. And that this whatever twisted view, you know, whether you're selling, you know, silver to stop COVID or, you know, whatever scheme you come up with, it's about you being special and everybody else being wrong. That you're the authority, you're the only one. And do you see that as part of this as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there, a couple of psychologists came up with this theory called the Dunning-Kruger effect. Basically, the dumbest people in the world are absolutely the most certain that they are absolutely correct about everything. And what you find among people who are actually better educated and more intelligent is that they're constantly questioning the things that they feel are true, yeah, and that they're reasonably certain about, because they know that there is no absolute truth. I hold 3 degrees, including a doctorate, and I have answered for every question I've answered. I have 10 more that I can't answer. And yet I will meet people constantly who will tell me that, you know, that all that's a lot of nonsense. Life's really simple. You don't need to read all those books or study all these things. You know, I can pretty much tell you exactly how the world works over a couple of beers in a bar. I mean, you know, this is the ridiculous idea that people get into their heads. And you're absolutely right that some people just feel a need to validate their existence. And they're like a Donald Trump. He is the living embodiment of that. He honestly believes that he knows more than everyone at the State Department, than everybody at the Pentagon, at the National Institutes of Health. You name it, Donald Trump knows more than they do. And most of the time, it's sort of laughable. But when somebody has power and they have this view of the world, it becomes very dangerous.
Yep. No, in fact, I was just having this conversation with my son, you know, because, you know, he's just a teenager. And I said, you know, when I was your age, I knew everything. You could ask me. I'd have known it. I knew it all. And the older I got, the dumber I got, the more I realized I don't really know anything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always find it interesting because every year there are a bunch of college kids who come home after a semester of having studied political science, sociology, psychology. They've read their first textbook and they come home and start to analyze their parents and start to tell us exactly why the world works the way that it does, because they've got the answer. Yeah, you've got the answer until...
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 59, southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, highs level off around 73, partly cloudy skies. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Wing Republican leaders, though, fear that more than half of Ohioans will support that amendment. Thus, last week's referendum was their desperate attempt to win by losing, specifically by decreeing that, hocus pocus, constitutional initiatives must get 60% approval to become law. Yes, a 40% minority of voters could nullify the majority will of the people. This is Jim Hightower saying this gaming of the system by devious Republican officials and far-right extremists has become their core political strategy across the country. It's actually a deeply embarrassing admission by them. They are conceding that they are now captives of ideological extremism and outright nutballism, making their party so completely out of touch with the American majority that they can't win honestly. So they've become the anti-democracy party, acting as rabid political veterinarians out to fix democracy by neutering the power of the people.
Welcome back to the
Rick. Can bring to a business. Nationally recognized as one of Forbes' best accounting and tax firms, we've got the knowledge and expertise to provide your business with measurable results. Visit SVA.com/tax to learn more.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Runs to the bag himself, and the Brewers will prevail in extra innings here tonight.
Tonight, the crew takes on the Los Angeles Dodgers at Dodger Stadium in L.A.
Lands, it bounces, it rolls to the fence, and this will tie the game.
With Lane Grindle.
Can on his way to second. He delivers in extra innings for the second consecutive game.
And Josh Mouth.
The middle and into left center field, a base hit. Contreras delivers yet again. 3-2 Milwaukee.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is a warm evening in Los Angeles as the Brewers and the Dodgers get set for the middle game of this three-game series here at Dodger Stadium. Hello, everybody, and welcome into the On Deck Show, built by Menards, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you as the Brewers try to even up this series, falling last night to these Dodgers to have their four-game winning streak snapped, and for the Dodgers to extend their winning streak to 9 with their 6-2 victory last night over the Brewers. Couple of southpaws dueling it out on the mound here tonight, and a couple of veterans. Wade Miley for the crew, and a guy named Clayton Kershaw is going to get the ball for the Dodgers here tonight. We've got plenty more for you as we continue with the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Dodger Stadium on the Brewers Radio Network.
Oshkosh Air Support, AM 1100 and 98.3 FM WISS programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
C. McPhee Realty. Honest, reliable, and fun to work with. C. McPhee Realty, your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. 920-642-0980. Call today for your free comparable market analysis. You may be surprised at what your home is worth. C. McPhee Realty, 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980.
Thanks for calling C. McPhee Realty.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you. BP and Amoco want you to come on back. Earn a free terrace level ticket to one of 33 Brewers games during the 2023 season by purchasing 7 or more gallons of gas at participating BP or Amoco gas stations. Start a stamp card today. Call 414-902-4000 for more details. UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Dodgers getting set for game two of this three-game series. And Josh, the Brewers get a hand the ball to left-hander Wade Miley here tonight. He has seen these Dodgers earlier this year back in May. That start was his toughest start of the year, but boy, has he been good outside of that start all year long. He's been one of the consistent parts the Brewers can count on.
Really looking forward to our listeners getting to hear Chris Hook in a few minutes talk about Miley and what he's done to be so successful. That's our guest interview coming up here on the On Deck Show. So I don't want to spoil it for you, but the thing about Miley is he is just such an ultimate thinker on the mound. He beats his opponents by being smarter than them, knowing how to attack their weaknesses. And Wade Miley's done that all year. He has been magnificent for the Brewers, and they need him to be good again tonight.
It's going to be a fun pitching matchup here tonight. Two veterans, two left-handers. Clayton Kershaw surpassed 200 wins earlier this year. He's at 207 in his career, and Wade Miley, one of the better veteran left-handers in the game himself. We've got more of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We'll talk to Craig Counsell, Brewers manager, when we return to Los Angeles after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers pregame is sponsored by
Yelich to right center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Menards, Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Back Blackman! Adamas has gone deep! And the Brewers have the lead.
Delta Dental.
The pitch, a high drive out to right. Going back is Madris, looking up, and that ball is gone for Rowdy Tellez.
And Wisconsin Biofuels on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get everything for your automotive needs with 11% off everything at Menards. Shell Rotella offers superior synthetic motor oil. It's designed to improve wear protection and provide excellent corrosion control. Grab a 1 gallon jug of Shell Rotella T6 synthetic diesel motor oil for just $21.99 after 11% off at Menards. Good through August 20th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinly's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinly.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Dodgers getting set for the middle game of this three-game series here at Dodger Stadium. Wade Miley going for the Crew. Clayton Kershaw goes for the Dodgers. And Craig, Clayton Kershaw making his second start back from the injured list. This is a guy that's been around a long time. Incredible success. And 207 wins in his career. There's been some injuries in there. That's why that number's not even higher than that. I would ask you, do you think we're in an era where we won't see 300 game winners anymore in Major League Baseball?
I think that, I think one of the things I always reference to here is like baseball, like is probably, like other sports, it just changes. So the statistics that the way the game is played right now does not favor a starting pitcher racking up that big number, and so it's not 300 is not the number anymore because pitchers are used differently, they pitch differently, so it's not a realistic number really to accomplish. If somebody did accomplish it now, it's like 400 to 400 wins right now. It's just a different number, and that's just because of the way the game is played. There are countless examples of why the game is different now, as much as sometimes we don't want to acknowledge it and believe it and think that Babe Ruth played the same game that Christian Yelich is playing. He didn't. He's playing a completely different game, and for that reason, like, different statistics are going to kind of move to the forefront as measures of greatness in different eras.
Yeah, when you start thinking about starting pitchers and you think about some of the guys today that are having Hall of Fame-like careers and what their peers were like 20, 30 years ago, 200 might be the number. Greinke's over 200, and Kershaw's over 200. Verlander, of course, among that group. Those are the guys that you think of when you think about all-time greats.
Yeah, I mean, and those guys are all, Hall of Fame conversation worthy for sure. So, and Kershaw is a no-brainer in the Hall of Fame. So it's just a different number. I don't think 300 is the right number. I don't think Clayton Kershaw, you know, when he's sitting at the Hall of Fame dinner or whatever, should feel bad that he's not at 300 and somebody else is. That's not how it should work. He's had a Hall of Fame career and will be in Cooperstown someday.
Back with more with Craig after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of August, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on August 26th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the reward Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Music lovers of Oshkosh and beyond, mark your calendars for a day of pure musical magic. It's the third annual Oshkosh Jazz Festival, Saturday, August 26th, in the 400 block of Main Street in Oshkosh. The Jazz Festival is a free, family-friendly event. No tickets, no wristbands, just a day filled with incredible performances, including the Benny Benack 3 All-Star Hour with Steve March, Torme, Stuck on Blue, and Vivo. Plus, be blown away by the sensational sounds of Take 6, the Oshkosh Jazz Festival, Saturday, August 26th. Log on to OshkoshJazz.com for information and updates.
Oshkosh Air Support, AM 1100 and 98.3 FM WISS programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
We're looking for somebody to light the match.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Continuing our conversation with Brewers manager Craig Counsell here at Dodger Stadium. Craig, we've talked a lot about the offensive production you're getting from your two catchers, but defensively, what William Contreras has been able to do this year, taking a big step forward and catching more games than he has at any point in his big league career — it's a very young big league career — has been really impressive. What was the foundation for that? You have to go back to spring training when that really started for him to turn this corner as a defensive catcher as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think number one is, you know, William wanted to be better and wanted to be really good at this. Just how his kind of minor league career went, he hadn't really caught that much.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Ideas in spring training, he was extremely receptive to them. He's very gifted, he's as gifted with his hands, just having great hands, like an infielder would have great hands, as any catcher we've had. So he can receive the baseball in a way that is really easy, actually, and he makes it look as smooth and pretty and as easy as any catcher we've had here. So that was the foundation of it. And then, you know, we were cautious early in the season with the games played, just because, you know, I was hoping we were going to get to a big number at the end of the year, and wanted to just start a little slow. And he's shown that he's fully capable of handling the workload. And we've been able to use the DH to keep his bat in the lineup. And he's having a really tremendous year for his second full season in the big leagues.
All right, Craig, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Lane.
Craig Counsell with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
We spend our days driving family to all the places they need to go. In between carpools, work meetings, and errands, you have to fill up. So here's a way to make that cheaper. Use Unleaded 88. It's another option at the pump that makes a big impact. Unleaded 88 is cheaper, cleaner, safe for my car, and it's made from Wisconsin corn. It feels good knowing you're supporting local farmers, saving money, and protecting the environment. Unleaded 88, clean, safe, and affordable. Learn more at WIBiofuels.org.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hall of Famer Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What's the most lopsided trade ever, Bob?
Well, Brock for Broglio comes to mind, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Nolan Ryan for Jim Fregosi, too.
Didn't work out too well for the Mets.
No, it didn't.
What's the best trade you were a part of?
Well, that's easy. Usinger's.
What?
Usinger's, man. I traded cleats for meats. I'm a Hall of Fame sausage seller.
That's pretty good.
Living high on the hog, get it?
Look for Usinger's fine products, including Mr. Baseball Brats, at your local Sendix.
Getting ready for Dodgers Brewers Game 2 on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. It's time for Drink Wisconsinly Brandy Old Fashioned History. On this date in 1984, August the 16th, Pete Rose was traded back to his hometown Cincinnati Reds. Came back from the Expos, and he was immediately named player manager. You might remember what happened after that. It was on this date in 1984. Whether you're enjoying the game at the lake, in the lot, or in your lawn chair, Drink Wisconsinly has your cocktails covered with Drink Wisconsinly Brandy or their new Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for it where Brandy is sold or served. Moving along, here's tonight's injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And the Brewers on the injured list right now, among the position players, Blake Perkins, Jesse Winker, Rowdy Tellez. Winker and Tellez are on rehab assignments. We're going to talk about Wade Miley, tonight's starting pitcher, with his pitching coach, Chris Hook, who will also get into guys like Abner Uribe, Devin Williams, and Yoel Piamps. Coming up next, Chris Hook on the Brewers Radio Network.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The Sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa! No
Visit way. U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Truck drivers, stay busy and find a job with the hometime paychecks and predictability you need at Schneider. Our industry-leading selection of driving jobs means you can get the hometime that suits your schedule, whether that be daily, weekly, monthly, or something in between. New to truck driving? No problem. Schneider helps new drivers earn their CDL with company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options. Don't wait. Find your perfect driving job today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO, no mo. Because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
It's the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Dodger Stadium. Brewers and Dodgers coming up just about 15 minutes from now. And we welcome on tonight's pregame guest. Happy to have the pitching coach, Chris Hook. You're going to hand the ball to Wade Miley here on Wednesday night. And I think we all marvel at what Wade's been able to do at his age with the stuff that's not mid-90s
right. And
never really has been. But the stats speak for themselves. How does Wade do it when you watch him go about his business?
Well, I think he's just an extremely cerebral pitcher. I think he knows the hitter really, really well. He knows when they're going to swing, when they're not going to swing. He knows himself extremely well, what he does well. And then he knows during the game what's working and not working for that day. So then he kind of compiles all that and kind of spits it out, and then he executes a plan. And he does it pitch to pitch, which I think is really good for our guys to see. He's always continuing to put pressure on the hitter with his pace. But again, he's calculating who that guy is, what he normally does in this count, what am I feeling today, and then he's making adjustments pitch to pitch on that. And then, again, I think there's a lot of throws in there, and there's a lot of situations that he has gone through, and there's never a sense of panic. You know, the only panic may be that he's having a long inning and he's getting tired. That might be the panic, like, man, I got to get out of this. That might be it. But no situation is overwhelming for him, and he's been in every one of them. And I think he knows himself and the opponent so well that you're seeing that success this year. And obviously he's had his stints on the DL, but when he has been out there, it's been crisp.
Let's move to your bullpen if we can. And the guy who has been stealing some headlines over the last few weeks has been the young flamethrower, Abner Uribe, who's throwing 100, 101 right. miles an hour. And he's getting more and more what we call leverage spots. Right. What are you seeing from Abner at the beginning of his major league career?
Well, the funny thing about Abner is we haven't heard a lot about him. And we knew that he was in the minor leagues, and he's been hurt on and off, so he hasn't got a lot of time on the mound in general. So, you know, hey, we knew he threw hard. We knew that there was some refinement in his delivery that he had to go through. And we're like, okay, we're not sure what we're getting. What we're getting is that there's an intelligent dude that really is adapting quickly. He's at a big league stage. He's not overwhelmed. He's not scared. There's a calmness that I think that we're seeing over and over and over again. Like, man, when he first got up, the first game, I'm like, man, okay, calm it down. But since then, I see a guy that's under control. He seems to understand the moment. He's keeping guys close to second base when that guy's the tying run. And I'm just seeing a maturity come along here really, really quick. And I'm extremely excited about that part. Will that change? And maybe he gets overwhelmed when bad things start happening? I don't know. But right now, I'm really excited about what he's bringing. Not just what he's doing, not just the stuff, but how he's handling the moment. And I think that's the exciting thing for as a coach. Like, I want to see how guys handle stress. And he's doing that extremely well and bringing on some really, really quality stuff as well. And then we're trying to develop him as he's here and try to fill him up with as much information on the backside without overwhelming him in that balance too. So he's doing a really, really nice job for us. And again, like you said, getting leverage situations in games that mean a lot to us at this time. So I think that's quality growth in itself.
Wrapping things up with Chris Hook here on the On Deck Show built by Menards. Let's finish out with inning 8 and inning 9, which for you the last few months has been Yoel Piamps 8, Devin Williams 9. And my goodness, you got to feel great when you get into a situation where you can roll it out that way, right?
Yeah, another two guys that really relish that opportunity to be in that stressful moment and go out there and perform. I think Joel has not had a lot of those opportunities prior to this year. And you could see even towards the middle of the year this year, like, man, I'm that dude. I'm that guy that can get you there. And he took the job and he just went running with it, which was really, really exciting. Yeah, these guys have done it. They've done it under heavy duress and stress, like 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row, 4 out of 5. They've done it in every which way possible. And I think that's the important part of a bullpen is that, you know, not only did you have to be successful in every time you go out there, but you have to do it time and time again over a course of a long season. And you're going to have moments where you're not feeling that great, but still go out and do the job. And I think both of those guys, that would fit for both of those guys throughout the year. And, you know, I couldn't be more pleased with obviously we know who Devin was, but for Joel to come in, for us to kind of like get to know him in spring training, here are some ways that we think he can go, him to be open and listen and be able to put that into action has really been impressive. And then for him to like grab on to that spot in the bullpen where we dearly needed him to kind of step up and take, it's been really, really fulfilling for him and for us as a coach staff to see that.
Okay, great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you all the success in the world down the stretch with your staff.
All right, thank you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's
WFHR,
Association
and the Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander